Morning, Watch. Training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review Week 1. Wednesday, Message 3. Crossing the Jordan River and being prepared for battle. Related verses. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6. Or are you ignorant that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? We have been buried, therefore, with him through baptism into his death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so also we might walk in newness of life. For if we have grown together with him in the likeness of his death, indeed we will also be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, in order that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin as slaves. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. That you put off, as regards your former manner of life, the old man which is being corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. To know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 through 12. Always bearing about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who are alive are always being delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death operates in us, but life in you. Suggested reading. In this message, we will consider chapter 5 of Joshua. This chapter reveals that all the kings were afraid because of the miraculous crossing of the River Jordan. Before the children of Israel attacked, the Canaanites were already defeated. Their spirit was gone. Although the Israelites had been disciplined, trained, and qualified, after crossing the Jordan, they still needed further preparation before the attack. Joshua chapter 5 covers four matters of intrinsic significance. The first item is circumcision. Circumcision is a continuation of the burial in the death of Christ. By crossing the River Jordan, Israel's old man was buried, and they came out to become the new man. This was an objective work done by God. Israel still needed to apply it to their flesh. Therefore, they prepared knives of flint to cut off their foreskins. This cutting was their application of what God had done in the crossing of the River Jordan. By cutting off their flesh to roll away the reproach of Egypt, they were buried and resurrected, both actually and practically. In the New Testament, circumcision means the constant application of the Lord's death to our flesh. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 4 say that we have been baptized into the death of Christ and buried with him. But Romans chapter 8, verse 13 and Galatians chapter 5, verse 24 tell us that we should apply the circumcision of the cross to our flesh by the Spirit. In fact, our flesh has already been crucified, but in practicality, we need to crucify the flesh day by day. This is the reality and practicality of remaining in the death and burial of Christ, and this is the significance of circumcision. The second item of intrinsic significance in Joshua chapter 5 is the Passover. The feast of the Passover was held to remember Israel's redemption from the death judgment on the firstborn sons and their salvation from Egypt and from the tyranny of Pharaoh. This is a type of the Lord's table. At the Lord's table, we remember him as the Redeemer and as the Savior. Our portion today is not death, but the partaking and enjoying of Christ at his table. The third item of intrinsic significance is the eating of the produce of the good land. For 40 years, the children of Israel had been eating manna without any labor on their part. But when the manna ceased, their food could be produced only by cooperating with God. The produce of the land of Canaan came out of farming. This means that it was the result of man's labor and cooperation with God. This is in keeping with Genesis chapter 2, verse 5, which says that God sends the rain and man tills the ground. This refers to the cooperation of man and God. Both the manna and the produce of the good land typify Christ. Christ in the stage typified by the produce of the good land is different from Christ in the stage typified by manna. John chapter 6, which is not a deep chapter, speaks of Christ as the manna, who came down from heaven to feed us. In the epistles, Christ is no longer just manna. He is the produce of the good land, prepared through our laboring cooperation with God. This brings in more Christ for ourselves and others and provides a surplus to God as our offering. The fourth item of intrinsic significance concerns the captain of Jehovah's army. The children of Israel were ready. They had been circumcised, they had enjoyed the Passover, and they had enjoyed the produce of the good land. However, they still needed a captain. Then Joshua saw a vision in which Christ was unveiled as the captain of Jehovah's army. Joshua was the visible commander, but Christ was the invisible one. Before the children of Israel attacked the Canaanites, they were fully prepared and qualified with Christ, the embodiment of God, as their captain. When they attacked Jericho, they did this under the commanding of the captain, typified by the Ark. The Ark, a type of Christ who was their commander-in-chief, took the lead to attack the enemies. To prepare to possess the good land, we need to enter into these four items. We need to deal with the flesh, enjoy the Lord's table, enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the produce of the good land, and see a vision of Christ, the embodiment of God as our captain. Now that we have seen the items of intrinsic significance in this chapter, let us consider some of the details concerning the preparation before the attack.